On a winter's night, it came to be. She was born into a family. They welcomed her so lovingly. They held her oh so tenderly. The mountain home was deep within the mountains of the river wind. Though winter had them all snowed in, they were happy as could be. If within those early days, you'd likely find yourself amazed to walk atop the grand displays, traverse the ancient waterways. By blood, she was related to the black stone heart, the bonnet blue, the wind, the snake, and others too. This was the home she knew. Upon the fields of ivory lichen, where the wind within the pines calls her name, and her laughter is reflected in the water among the sink, for she will remain. Round the age of five, she'd fantasize that sink foil turn to butterflies. And if you'd catch the sunlight in her eyes, you'd be forever hypnotized. When she turned eight, she couldn't wait. She'd be the first one out the gate, and with her father stay out late, they'd be fishing side by side. She would play upon the fields of ivory lichen, where the wind within the pines calls her name, and her laughter is reflected in the water among the sink foil. She will remain. Round the 10 years old is when her life had reached an early end. The good Lord had determined that it was her time to go. They buried her upon the crest, her tiny body facing west. That's out on what she loved the best, the river